What's going on, everyone? I'm Patrick.
And I'm Karma.
We're the products of public school. And most importantly, we're a show that's overly sarcastic, borderline offensive, with a touch of intentional ignorance. And we are here to read through and irresponsibly speculate through the internet dumpster fire garbage so you don't have to.
Yes, we are indeed, Mr. Patrick. And
so what do we got up today?
Today's a very interesting clickbaity dumpster fire, you know, typical internet stuff.
Oh.
But I decided we should call today's episode.
Ooh, we're doing a theme.
We are. You know I love theme parties. It is America's Most Flaunted. This is Indecent in Public.
Ooh.
So yes.
A lot of indecency in public that we can kind of speculate to have.
Oh,
going forward.
Beyond your wildest imagination.
Oh,
and
nice.
I actually mean that.
Oh.
Like, you couldn't dream this crap up.
I'm sure I can.
Okay, so the first article that we are going to debate, well, let me explain to listeners. We're going to compare two different articles, decide a winner, and then bracket it against the final two. And we are going to pick the most indecent in public out of these four articles. So the number one is man masturbates while holding cucumber at library, says cops.
I got a couple questions.
Please.
He's at the library.
Yes.
What got him all excited at the library first?
Do you think the cucumber was originally his lunch?
I was going to get to the cucumber part.
Yeah.
Because he's holding the cucumber, obviously,
right,
with
it.
His other hand.
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
So he's holding a cucumber, and he's just like judging himself against it, maybe?
Ooh,
or
maybe.
I don't know.
He had plans with it at one time, and then
he was trying to fertilize his crops. He was reading something on farming.
Oh, Mr. Bad Hand just went a little wild.
I don't know. He was standing in front of the puppet show. That'd be a whole different story.
Yeah, he was in the S section of the library.
Yeah, was he like in one of the little hallways or the little the aisles? Was he in there or was he out front in front of everybody in front of the puppet show? Or was he in the back corner just doing his thing?
This doesn't specify. You want me to tell you what it says?
Yeah, go for it.
It says Frederick Tyrenson Davis, 49 years old, is accused of committing an indecent act in Toronto library while holding a cucumber in one hand and his cucumber in the other.
Ooh.
Police say the act occurred on April 7th, but Davis got away at the time.
Yeah, he just probably pulled his pants up and ran out the door and got in his car, right?
Yes. However, police were able to track him down based on his library card. And when they...
You don't check out a book with your library card.
Christ.
And then proceed to beat off in front of the puppet show.
Mm-hmm.
And was he just carrying around the cucumber all day? Like you said, was it his lunch? Did he pick one on the way to the library?
Did he meditate going in there, cuke in one hand, dick in the other?
Maybe that's the only way he can get himself off is if he's holding a cucumber.
Yep.
I've heard of some pretty weird kinks, and I don't kink shame.
No.
But, you know, if you got to hold a cucumber to get off, just don't do it in front of the puppet show inside
or
the library.
Yeah.
Or me. Don't do it in front of me either. He's already been banned from all the farmers markets.
So get this. So someone tried saying he made a threat, but then the constable pointed out.
Threaten him with what, though?
No, listen. The constable pointed out if he had a cucumber in one hand and a dick in the other, there's no way he could have legitimately threatened
you. Unless he would have assaulted you with either his dick
or
the cucumber.
Yeah.
So what, was he like swinging him like nunchucks?
Slap? Yeah. Yeah.
I can see break out into some karate stance with his hand on his junk and then like a cucumber in the other hand.
Or is he just like battering ram?
Yeah, is he
just
charging at you?
Yeah.
Is he like, oh, don't point that thing at me? And he's like, I'll point it at anything I want.
I'll point both.
Oh, and he run at you like, oh my God. Like, I guess, I don't know, man. And he looks like a just normal guy.
He totally looks like the teacher you had in eighth grade.
Like
chemistry.
Eighth grade science or English. Yeah.
Absolutely.
History. Yeah, so he's out there just beating. So there's something behind that,
okay,
though.
So
you don't just go to a library produce in your hand and start beating off.
Mm-hmm. No. You started.
Yeah, this was the climax of something built up,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, sir.
Where do you think he started at first?
Bedroom,
and then he moved his way out to the living room.
He was in the garage. He started with mom going to Kroger and bringing home the produce and just grabbed a cuke and ran to the bedroom.
He's got one of those door slot mail slots.
Oh, yes.
So, like, he's just, like, waiting for the mailman or mail lady to come up, and he's just got a cucumber in one hand, and he just slowly, you know, builds himself up to showing up at the library.
He actually reaches his hand through the slot to accept the mail.
Yeah, right. And he's got a cucumber still in there, and then he's just kind of going for it. So he built up from something of that, then he just made his way up to maybe doctor's office or maybe restroom.
Because I mean, the library, how many there's people a lot of kids really there. Go to the library
anymore
now
that the internet's
COVID?
A thing?
Internet plus COVID?
Yeah. I mean, the only reason you go really to the going. Library is because you don't have internet.
Or you want to beat off with a cucumber.
Or you beat off with, fewer and fewer reasons to go to the library. This is just to one more why you would.
It's just no Wi-Fi people plus produce freaks.
Well, maybe that's the only place you can get is Pornhub.
It probably, I mean, but
said, I need more context. Was he in front of the puppet show? Was he in front of the Pornhub on the websites in the computers? Was he in the back corner trying to hide
it? It makes a big difference.
It does.
Was he in the bathroom?
I'm not saying that it should be any less of beating off in public, but.
Yeah. Did he find the cucumber while he was beating off already?
Was he trying to make eye contact with somebody while he was doing it?
Was it a kid?
Yeah, right.
There's so many questions. Unfortunately,
was it a first date gone wrong, and then somebody just like, oh, she ran out and ran away?
The cucumber was originally the lunch.
It was part of the
picnic.
But
then when she left, he's like, well,
now I'm
already hard.
I got blue balls. So into the library,
so
though.
So possible. Yeah, okay, so.
Might as well just do it in front of the police station.
You really should. Cucumber and all.
Everything.
Just stand
go
there
right to
and
jail.
Just start whacking. Okay, so man number one is cucumber beat off.
Yep,
okay.
In the library.
Yep, we got cucumber beat down. All right, that's man number one.
Cucumber beat down?
Cucumber right. beat down. Number two. We have a Canadian strip club doubles as a church.
Like during the day? Can they really get the smell of skank out of there for church?
Oh, Christ, no. Smell of beer? Like the strip club closes at
stale
2.
Beer and pussy.
And then what's the earliest mass? 8? 8 a.m. mass?
Yeah, right. So
you got 6 whole hours to get the strippers
out. To get the smell of balls out of there.
Clear up the condoms, clear up the jizz,
right,
the balls.
Right, clean up the walls.
Yeah, oh, man. Yeah, someone's like, why is this pew sticky, honey?
Like, I don't know. And do some of the people that work there at night, are they there during the church services too? Or is that just a completely different business?
Like, you're working a double means you started as a stripper and then change into like a... altar girl.
Right, so the indecency in public in this one would be a strip club that's a church. That would be considered to some indecent, right?
I mean, the whole thing is pretty freaking indecent, Patrick.
That's what I'm saying, and that's pretty in public. So yeah. I mean, I don't know, so is it to not pay taxes?
But that wasn't even where I was going with
this. That's what I would think. It's owned by the church, and they sublet it to the strip club.
Is it a tax loop?
Yeah, because they just double it as a church during non-business hours.
I seriously just thought you were concerned with the amount of taxes they pay. No. I was like, there's way bigger issues than this.
No, I'm saying it's like a tax haven for the strip club.
That really does make way more sense.
And they can funnel the money from the strip club and launder it. They can launder the money through the church.
And it's not actually a strip club. It's just the angels prefer to take off their clothing at night and fly.
And lap dance from the angels.
Yes.
That's pretty indecent all around, though. Even if, I mean, I guess that's if your tax loophole, you could do it, but.
The strip club is named The Manor.
The Manor.
And it holds services on Easter.
Do you think that they also, the strippers.
Have an egg hunt?
Maybe.
Oh, found
two. They dress up like nuns and all that other stuff. Do you think it's themed like a church inside? Because that would be a little bit more indecent than just say it's a skanky strip club at night versus the church during the day.
I think that would be more exciting and decent, though, if you could imagine.
They got like 666 painted on their forehead, and they're running around with like upside-down crosses and stripping and getting naked.
Like
the whole devil thing.
Every chick that gets on stage is wearing the nun garb.
She just takes it all off,
and now, welcome to the stage, Sister Mary Patrick.
Sister Mary Patrick. Exactly. And then she also does confessions. The confessional booths is where you just...
Yeah, there is no VIP.
It's just a confessional booth. Yeah, you get the lap dances in there.
I love it.
I mean, I would probably go there. It's probably the only church I would go to.
I mean, it sounds like a good time.
I mean, if I had to go to church, I would pick the one with strippers.
I was raised in a very religious family, and I can honestly say it's not fun. Church is just not fun. Oh, maybe as an adult.
Raised Catholic with a mother that did catechism, so believe me, I've been to enough church.
Pat, I can one-up you. I taught catechism.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Oh, I was always kicked out of catechism.
I taught catechism. Yep.
Yeah,
I went to a private school, taught catechism, and here I am today.
Exactly. Going to a strip club.
Yes.
That's also a church. It's the only time I would ever go back to a church is if it had titties.
That'd be interesting.
Oh, it's the one time you'd get me in there. Where's that? Why don't they just pull that leg in there?
This is in Canada.
Oh, maybe.
Of course. Of freaking course.
Canada's real relaxed with a lot of things.
They got glory holes. They encourage COVID sex. They got the strip club churches. So, based on these two articles in our bracket, we got the cucumber beatdown.
The cucumber beatdown at the public library.
Yep. And we got the Canadian strip club church.
So the more indecent, I'm still going to have to go with the cucumber beatdown at the public library.
I love the cucumber beatdown.
Yeah, cucumber beatdown at the public library.
Yes. Okay.
One's still the most indecent out of these yet.
So now, cucumber beatdown is versing whale bone porn. All right?
Okay. So if I just heard the phrase whale bone porn... Mm-hmm.
You got a lot of thoughts. Well, you're picturing... Okay, let me tell you what you're picturing.
Well, you're probably way off on this.
Freaking Magnus dick.
No, already.
Okay, well, tell me.
Whale bone porn. You know how they used to have cave drawings and paintings back in the day?
Yes, yes.
So whale bones, they etched out like pornographic scenes from way back in like the time of Greece or orgies or whatever. They had like these big murals etched onto whale bones of giant orgies or something, and it was like their Playboy. Whale bone porn. Like, that's what their porn was. They had it on whale bones.
That sounds insane. Congratulations. But you're actually spot on.
Shut up!
That's actually what it was.
And it's in a museum?
Yes. They etched...
No way! I totally pulled that out of my ass, too.
They took whale bones and they etched on erotic scenes to make an exhibit.
Oh, nice.
Which included everything from oral sex to masturbation to full-size penises, people having sex, and more.
And they just chiseled that onto whale bones.
Yes.
So this is not
It's literally whale bone porn.
So,
yes,
like,
absolutely.
It was something that they did in modern times for the museum now. It's not something they found that they etched out whale bone porn. They just created it, right?
Yeah, we the people of 2021 found whale bones and then we chose
less impressive than a museum showing artifacts of people that etched out pornographic scenes
in
whale bones.
From the 1800s?
Or even way before that, like, you know, 5,000 years ago.
Yeah.
So that's not nearly as impressive.
So whale bone porn
is
gone.
That's just some horny people that just decided to draw orgy scenes on whale bones.
I bet you Cucumber Beatoff would have loved to work there, though.
You know, with days of Pornhub and the internet, really, what are
exciting.
You etching?
Yeah.
What are you doing etching orgies onto whale bones? I could understand if your papyrus scroll that you etched, you know, and like drew all your stuff on was out of there, and you're like, screw this, I need something more permanent.
Right. Then
you etch your porn onto whale bones, and then someone finds that 5,000 years later, and they put it in a museum.
Okay, but when you're thinking to yourself, I really want to etch something, how do you come to whale bone? Like, out of all the things.
Well, that's probably something that was either in your vicinity or access to you.
That's even creepier.
Like, you have whale bones.
In your spare room.
Or on the beach.
Way more strange.
I don't know. Maybe sometimes when they beach, they die, right? And it just washes up and you just got an extra excess of whale bones. And you're like, I need to put some smut into this world.
Yeah.
And then you just etch that into it.
Some snuff porn.
Where's that whale bone? Where's that damn whale bone? I'm gonna get to it.
Craving a murder tonight, honey. Yeah. Bring the whale
bone. So far, it's the cucumber beatdown at the public library.
So the final contender is another museum. This museum is going to yank, no pun intended, a masturbation video.
Museum yanks masturbation video.
So what had happened was...
Museum
Museum yanks masturbation videos.
Oh, do tell. So, in Canada, once again, there was a museum. They had an exhibit. The exhibit was supposed to be a sex tell-all exhibition.
Do you really need that at your public museum?
Yeah, I don't.
I mean, you barely need it in schools if parents would tell your kids what's up. Yeah. You don't need to go see an exhibit.
Yeah, come on, kids. Let's go see this sex tell-all because I don't want to talk to you about it.
Get
really
everybody in the car. It's Sunday after breakfast. Yeah. We're going down to the museum because your parents are too embarrassed to talk to you about sex.
Right. Right.
We're just going to sit, watch this video and stand here next to all these weird people you don't know.
So, sex, a tell-all exhibition, followed up by a public outcry. People were outraged at how obscene this exhibit was.
Well, what are you going to... How is it not obscene? You know?
I mean, the name was Sex a Tell-All.
Is sex obscene in itself? No.
Did you want to just to be told some? Like, what did you want to be told at a tell-all?
Do you know, like, in the monster movies where they're about to kill somebody sometimes and they cut away from the actual violence? They show, like, boom, and they cut away. You don't actually see it happening. Absolutely. Is that what they wanted for the sex, the tell-all? They're just like, we'll tell all, but we won't show you any of it.
Like, the guy is smiling, and the next thing you know, the girl's just smiling, and they eat.
And then he's,
is
like, that, smoking a cigarette, and he rolls out of bed.
Is that what you want? Would you feel complete?
Everything else is
Mrs.
just
Jones?
Inferred at that point.
Yeah. So, apparently, for the tell-all, they decided to show a video of people, women.
Of
outright.
Punching the clown.
They had,
of women.
They had a quote, climax room.
Oh.
And it showed women describing orgasm, as well as men describing orgasm, as well as very erotic scenes. And since they didn't want to show the actual erotic scenes, they instead showed cartoon masturbation.
So it was just cartoon females
this
masturbating.
This article says it's also called anime.
hentai. It's called hentai. That's the animated porn.
Yes.
Not that I know, but I do know that the animated porn is called
you've
hentai.
Heard of it. I mean, you're old enough to have
I know
heard,
what it is,
yes,
right.
Yes, but you
so
don't.
So they got mad because they were showing masturbation scenes through hentai at a museum.
Not at a museum. At Sex the Tell-All.
At a museum.
At Sex the Tell-All at a museum.
Yes, Sex
they
the Tell-All.
They were showing.
It's kind of like when you go see the dinosaurs
scenes.
And you go see the robotic things eating. So you come in there, it's just a robot woman just like, you know, double-clicking the mouse. Is that what they
used to
say?
Could you imagine if you went to the dinosaur thing and it just had like a blockade and all you could see was just the top of the dinosaur? It's just
right,
like his
silhouettes.
Eyes poking out.
Cartoons
from,
of dinosaurs.
They're like, whoa, we don't want you to see this actual dinosaur.
So we're just
through like,
cartoons. It's fine. Like, hey, it's too much for you.
I came to actually see the T-Rex.
Are there children allowed into this?
It's all ages, yeah.
Yeah, that's weird.
Canada. It's totally Canada. Do you want to hear the names of the exhibits?
Yeah.
Okay, so we have Boxing the Jesuit.
Oh, instead of saying masturbation,
yeah.
You could say Boxing the Jesuit.
Yep, there's
okay.
Dating Miss Michigan.
Oh, well, yeah, I heard that because we live in Michigan.
There's Firing the Pound Gun. Polishing the Helmet.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Slapping the Purple-Headed Yogurt Pistol.
Okie
dokie. Do you want to read me the daughter ones?
Okay, this is the female masturbation slang, so you can stay hip with your kids. Next time you go to a museum that's featuring cartoons
with your daughter.
Of people masturbating, the sex, the tell-all, you could call it Going Solo, which is, working out at the Y.
Oh, my God.
That's kind of funny. Dusting the end table. What do you got dust? What is, was there dust there for? You're dusting with your doily? Remove it to dust your end table.
Like
hitchhiking south.
I couldn't imagine.
Wait, hitchhiking south. Like that? Because, okay, you use your thumb? Is that I'm not a girl. Is that how that happens?
No,
okay.
It doesn't. It
auditioning
doesn't,
one's
Pat.
Finger puppets. That's pretty gross,
God.
Too.
It's all just disgusting. I couldn't imagine saying to my kid, hey, honey, so when we get home from the sex exhibit, are you going to go dust the end table?
Are you working out at the Y in there? Yeah.
And you go hitchhike south.
I hear you auditioning one of your finger puppets.
Yes, Mom, I'm literally going to hitchhike south because I freaking hate you and I'm sick of living here.
Well, for the guys,
she's gonna say.
They're missing Punching the Clown, which is my favorite.
Yeah, that's...
Boxing the Clown. Jesuit. I've never heard of that.
Or Dating Miss Michigan.
You know, Miss Michigan's a hand.
Oh! Yeah. Okay, got you. That does make sense. That does.
Yeah, Punching the Clown's not on there.
There's also canoeing across state and paddling your own canoe.
I like canoeing across state.
Yeah, that's interesting.
It seems like you're going to be at it for a while.
You got to decide. We have the museum showing the masturbation anime. What did you call it?
Hentai.
Hentai, yes. Japanime, cartoon porn versus... the cucumber masturbator.
I think the cucumber beatdown at the public library is not only going to probably be the name of our show, but the winner.
Congratulations, dude. Tennyson Davis, 49 of Toronto. You just won this podcast, my friend.
And a job as the puppet show guy at the library.
At the Canoeing Across State show. We are so proud of you.
He was boxing the Jesuit right in front of all those kids.
He really seriously was. He took a trip to the Y. The library.
Does that work for a guy? You can't take a trip to the Y.
I don't know.
The Y, I would think that maybe, I don't know, what's a Y?
The library.
But what's a Y in a girl? Like,
I mean.
What's the bottom part?
I mean, if it goes that way, maybe.
What's the up part? If it's upside down, why?
Clit?
But a Y? Is it a lowercase Y or is it a capital Y?
I don't know. What? Is it cursive? I don't freaking know. I didn't write like that this stupid article. Just,
I don't know what that is either. Hanging out at the Y.
We're too old.
I'm boxing the Jesuit.
Yes, yes. Very nice. So, the cucumber beatdown, dude, you are the coolest ever. Thank God for not living in Michigan.
Absolutely.
You're a Toronto freak. Just so you know, sir, there are glory holes that your government promotes at your truck
stops. And endorses fully.
They do. They sanction them since 2019.
Well, that is all the time that we have here for this show. If you're bored enough, you can always follow us on Twitter or Instagram at filthfromthe80s. If you want to shoot us a text message or leave us a voicemail, it is 248-716-TAP-1. That's 248-716-TAP and the number 1.
Because if you don't tap it,
no one will. For Karma and myself, we apologize for everything, and we will see you next week.
We love you to death.
Peace.
Bye, guys.
I just don't know what he did.
Oh, my God. Pat. This says he showed up a second time at the library.
Oh, afterwards.
It literally says with another cucumber.
A bigger one?